Begin the current daf and set this vachem daf. Hey, begin on the base. Begin to his mouth. Begin the gemara. Chatas nami mikrav karba ma'isala. Now the chatas also you sacrifice its leftovers. And vafila achib sula shlo lishma. And even so, it's going to be disqualified shlo lishma. Kiven the ina bo la achar misa l'shem chatas because it's not brought after death for the purpose of a chatas. Kim l'shem ayla. It's brought as an ayla. So ashem nami. So ashem also kiven the ina karb lahedya l'shem ashem since not brought explicitly as a ashem l'shem ayla. Only for purpose of ayla like dama l'sharkachem. Never that's what the gemara was saying. So therefore, it's not going to be similar to other kachem. And therefore, it wouldn't necessarily be a kasher when you do it shalei lishma. Now, maksha, and that's the Gemara asks, and says, wait, chatas, it's not the same thing, but the sin offering, avagab de karev meisara, even though, you're right, the leftovers are broad, but meet rachman the who, but the pasuk excludes and says who, that therefore it's going to be possible, which is not the case by Asha. Now, l'maskan zum mashma, says, according to this conclusion, it sounds like, sho'imin muksho, that, yeah, it remains with a question, as argues Sirus, sounds like the lame Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Eliezer should have said Asham Nami v'chulam, and the Gemara means with this question. Now, nearly, but Tosi says it appears to me the Gorus v'chatas bivav. The Gorus is actually not chatas nami mikra, but actually v'chatas because v'chazim diver Rav Sheshes. Actually, all the continuation of the words of Rav Sheshes, which is v'chid perushay. V'chatas and the chatas avagav the karv meisara, even though the leftovers are brought mi'ud rachmanu hu, the Torah excludes it with the word hu shloi techshedena, that's not valid mid asya la'acha misa k'moy mechaim, the way it's brought after its death, like when it's alive. M'shamachi itzach l'Rish Lakish la'el oisa, that's why Rish Lakish needed to say oisa. Again, is all continuation of this one statement that he has because Rav Sheshet said you can't prove. And Asham is carved Maisar l'achar Misa, because Chatas also is Maisar carved l'achar Misa. And it says who? The teacher says not valid Shalal Lishma, from the fact that it's brought after Misa for its Maisargas, for its leftovers. And therefore you could learn that Asham also you can't validate Mechaim Shalal Lishma, from the fact that it's brought l'achar Misa, l'Maisargas. Then says Taisus, Bahad Parach, and this is the Gemara asks, Asham Nami, Ksebehu, love listed the Vavashal of Sheshes, because that's not coming to contradict what Rav Sheshes said. The Lochikama, just saying in general, Hichim Mates Lim Ibsul Shalalishman, me Isa, how could you exclude it from the disqualification of the Shalalishman from Isa, Ksebahu, Lepais, it also has the word who to disqualify it. So how could you be mad from Isa that the Asham is not possible Shalalishman? The next six months to begin with the words, Gemara, Mitrachmana, he. Torah excludes and says, he. And says to his Bekamakam is mashma, it sounds like in many places it's still he bechatas, but the fact that it says he bechatas, nafkal and ikuva, that's to learn that, okay, you're right, it's critical, it's not going to be a kasha with the evit. Like, come on, begemara, the gemara later on, the fiyodim and beis, Rebbe Lazar Aymer says, afa asham, omli b'shua, chatas nem behi b'shchit b'chulu, it's chatas that has specifically perikam in the menachas, avadal menaf, chatas time amai, tach se behi. So you find all these different sources that he is the thing, oh, you know, it has to be as it is. Taisus says of attainment is wonderful. Come on, pirkan later on the Bzaim Bay is Gemara. Chutz from the Pesach b'chatas. Oh, except for Pesach b'chatas, that they're not going to be kosher and they're going to be pasul. We all from mikrachini and it's learned from other pesukim. Why not from he? So for Rabbi B'chaim Mefarshi explains like this: the tzricha trei kray. We need two different pesukim. Chad l'chatas shashach l'shem oyla. One is the case of when you slaughter chatas for an oyla. Chad l'chatas chelav shashach l'shem chatas nozem mitzayir. And one is when you slaughter a chatas for a sin. Let's say chelav. When you slaughter for a different type of chatas, but let's say of a nazar mitzayah, because avagav the kul and shman chatas, in those cases, even though they're all cold chatas, makamal kabsul, they're still disqualified. Keeping the inborn lechaper, since they're not coming to atone, dinin kama oilis, so they have a lacha like oilis, because I mean lekaman, like we see later on. And malay dama lechatas chel v'shashach l'shem chatas dan digshera, and it's not similar to the case of a chatas of one type of sin for a chatas of another type of sin, and that's why you need the two pesukim for. Says Tosef, "Ktzas kosher is a little bit difficult. Mahad the parch b'sh menachas, when the gemara asks the beginning menachas, the beginning base, because chatas chelav." When you have the chatas of chaylev, that l'shim chatas nazir, that's slaughtered for the chatas nazir mitzayra, that l'skaper, that it should be atoned. Why? The chesed says, zoyz tayras, my percha. So what's the question? Well, the girl kra, but you told me the pasuk says, the chesed behi, and you have a special pasuk for that. So in there it seems, ditzuchi, no, actually he, you need it for something else. Gabi chatas, regarding chatas, l'gluyi amintchas chaytav amintchas kenois. And the Ashma, the Kasa Bahi. It's coming to tell us regarding the Menachis, the flower offerings of the sin. It's for there that we're saying this halacha. Gemay be Pesach. Like if I'm be Pesach, don't come on. Like be Pesach. Elahu lamali. What do you need who for? Like the time, like in the brayza, come on, come shenem by who, b'chulu, etc. Which says Taisis that the meaning that it's coming to include other things, like we say by the Karban Pesach, it's including other things. So it's over here, it's including other things like the menachas of Chatas. Now, Rabbeinu Shin Yud, Rabbeinu Shlomi Yitzchaki, Rashi, Moicha, he erased it. Mashim Delesa, but Breisel, come on, because not there later on the Breisel. But he erased it for nothing. The Shem, he erased it, but the Sefta, maybe it's a Breisel and the Sefta. Now, Mivkatsas Tema, but a little bit wonder is like this. I might talk to Trey, why do you need two psukim, Chadla Chatas, Chadla Pesach? Why do you need to say this idea of who by Pesach and Chatzis to teach that when it says who, it's Ma'akim, but that's enough written by one of them. So that's what it says, Rabbi Yitzchok Mifar, she explains Chatzis and the Nekeva, one's for a female Chatzis, the L'asa Maisacha Gufa Oila, where the animal itself cannot be brought as Oila, because it's a female, and the Oila is only Zachar, Elatira, rather it has to grieve, it should stive until it develops a blemish, Oila, and you bring with its value Oila. And therefore it's disqualified when you change the designation to something else, to an oila. And one is by the higurd of the nasi, which is a male. And the leftover itself could be brought as an oila. When you separate two for insurance, you would say, maybe shouldn't be disqualified, because it itself could be brought. So it's somewhat of a necessity that you wouldn't be able to learn that one from the other one. The Abakisib Nasi, because it would have said by the case of the Nasi, so then you would have thought to say that Bididei Sagi, that it's enough with it itself. And therefore, that's why I had to say the halacha by both. That the you would have said, okay, make it itself as Oila. So I had to say, no, it's possible. That's what Taisa says, that you have to say according to this Teretz, that if it would have said by Sar Nasi itself, I wouldn't have learned out from it for what reason. So that's why I had to say another psul of Shalei Lashma in both these cases, and says B'tzar Chim, to look into this further. Haga, nitik in loy nitik loy. That, yeah, if it was removed from the previous Asham to an Oila, then fine, but if not. Amakrahu, Patzik says, Babi Yossi, hey, that it retains its status and never loy nitik loy. So it says mashma hacha. It sounds like we're here the nitik ri'ia. It sounds like that this halacha of being removed to let it develop to go graze and be as an oila is deraisa. It's biblical as we're bringing from the pasuk. From who? So it says b'tayim. It's a wonder because the b'sachem b'seif el dvarim daf ayin gimel medalaf mashma. It sounds like that's rabbanon. That's rabbinic. Mefarash Hashem the Gemara explains with it dafka shachdu stam the evid. Okay, if you slaughtered after the fact, okay. Unspecifically, it's going to be kosher, like a tchilalai, but initially not. Why? Gezer l'achak kapar, we make a decree, because even though after atonement it's okay, but l'fnei kapar, because you might do it before the atonement, which is not okay. But like come in, the Gemara doesn't say gezer l'achak nituk or the kaidim nituk, that like as if the idea is related to nituk. Sounds like that's not the element. Sounds like it's not biblical. But your stomach says what you could say is the hachak perushai. What the Gemara is saying is Bab Yossi Hei, that it has to be in its current state, kaidim kapara, meaning before the atonement. So therefore, ikka kapara nami boy nito gezeira atulafne kapara. You're right. It's the truth is, it is like the Gemara says over there. What the Gemara means over here, since we darshim avi yasei, that should be before the kapara. So and before kapara minatar, it's going to be possible for oila. But that reason, even after kapara, before the nito, it's rabbinically forbidden as a gezeira because of the case of lafne the kapara. Now, Rabbein the Tamla Garz Khan, he doesn't have the gears of nitig and linitig loy. That only if you removed it, you know, to go graze and not if you didn't. Chim perikam the menachas of dalman alf. Well, come on, lesa, we don't have it later on. The perik paras chatzav koftes vav and beis. I'm a little bit more perik veil kachim of yechesam and alf. A ball of arish tam lama hu kasher. It's come to explain the reason why is it kasher. Kim the gemiri, because since we learned the ashim raya by an ashim it goes to graze. Mefarish and explains mashem dachsev hu, because says who the mashem of yasi hey. Pirish, Rabbi Yossi, it should stay. Masha Seva Li is what it's going to end up being. The Oila, which is Oila, Shat Seva Omlikach, it's going to end up being like that. Kishi Stavin, when it's going to develop a blemish, Vibulu Dama, Blim Dava, and it's going to end up being brought as a donation. So, what the gears are according to Rabbeinu Tam, that doesn't have the gears, though, that when it says, Hu Rabbi Yossi, hey, it means, so why is it Kasha as Oila? But it has to graze. That's the thing. Who Babi Yossi, meaning what's going to end up being, it's already like that from now. And that's what it's coming to explain, that it itself is kasha zayla right away, like we find other places. And says Taisus, the ain lachish, and that, and you don't have to be concerned, ikoy kra hilchasa, that what do you mean? It's going on halacha mishma sinai. Yet the chayagav nashka, when we find somebody be perkel lekecha beperasa, gemar b'chayis dap tesam zayin menap, it's a kra, near the pasig, it's a chasacha, and you still know the halacha mishma sinai. Now, says Taisus, more of a hashta ad nakat, now that we say, b'chol duch in all places, this phrase, kosha b'chatas mesa, b'ashem raya, that wherever the chatas dies, the ashem is left to graze, Loinut the Griya, as we just said, it's not biblical, this being left to graze. El Lafisha Tiknu Chachamim, it's only because the sages instituted that, as we say from the Gemara over there. Chigimiri, Hachigimiri. And the Halacha Mishma Sinai is like this. Because Bechat is Mesa, whenever the Chat is left to die, but Ashim carve Ayla. It's actually, the Ashim itself could be wrote as Ayla. Because there are Diyadirabon here, because actually the grazing is actually rabbinic, as we explained. It says, Matta Begins Gemara Nefesh Amarachman, Torah says, Nefesh. Mashma sounds like the menefesh kedar. Sounds like okay. That's where we learn that has to be an individual. When the sachem menachas of kavdal mebeis ketani, we learn that kol ba b'shutvas. Everything can be brought in part. The shibachutz be mincha except for a flower offering. The chesed nefesh kedar says in the singular. Says Tzitzit b'tamei is one thing because the Torah is koinim derush nefesh v'lei tzibur. Says actually from the word nefesh we learn not a community and karbani v'lei shutvan. Karbani his karban and not a partnership. So it says whenever it's in the ratio of the kram, ma'aseh b'chol makom. Yeah, it always just brings the beginning of the puzzle where really it's learned from karbanai. That's excluding shutvan. Next says Master begin with the Gemara Lekan Luhu then Akoin the Ayvam Rabbi Yechanan, which Tzitz really says Rabbi Yechanan must like show instead of asking on the halachas itself, both halachas Rabbi Yechanan, we could have asked a contradiction on Rabbi Yechanan himself.